Bruno Gideon Alain. Written by his daughter, Alice Miller. My dad, Bruno Alain, came from Quebec to Saskatchewan in 1905. He came out west by himself to join his two brothers, Henri and Alphonse. He first came to Goose Lake and worked as the cook's helper, cooking for the railroad gang when the railroad was going through to the west. His biggest problem was learning to speak English. From here, he moved to Delmas, where his brother, Henri, was. Bruno married and settled there. Battleford was not very far from Delmas, and it was here he got his next job, which was hauling water to residents of the town. He was still having problems with his English, and trying to collect from clients was a problem. In 1913, he came to Paradise Hill and bought a homestead, built a log house and a log barn on it. He farmed there for 40 years. In 1916, he married Eva Prince. Those were the buggy days, the two back wheels a little bigger than the front wheels. So one night at a house party, the boys went out and exchanged one front wheel with one back wheel. All the way home that night, Dad kept saying to Mother, "The roads are sure rough tonight." He didn't notice till next day in the daylight, when he took off again with the buggy, what made the roads so rough. Mother and Dad had six children, four girls and two boys, and lived on the farm till all were grown up. I, Alice, was the oldest, born in 1917, then twin girls Rochelle and Yvonne, born in 1920, another girl, Jean, in 1921, then two boys, George born in 1924, and Clement in 1927. With the family getting larger, Dad built another log house made with square timber, which was cozy and warm. By then, Dad had 3/4 of a section of land and was mixed farming, raising cattle, pigs, and horses he needed for the farm. We also had chickens for the eggs and meat. He grew wheat, oats, and barley. Every fall, he would take wheat to town to get ground for flour and took back 10 to 12 100-pound bags of flour, which would do us for the year. In those days, women had to bake all their own bread. He also grew a lot of potatoes, and Mother had a good garden. It was a lot of hard work, never much money around, but we always ate well off the land. In their first years of farming, they had to haul their wheat to Turtleford, which was 35 miles away, a 2-day trip with the horses and sleigh. Sometimes the roads were drifted over with snow, so they had quite a hard trip with temperatures down to 40 degrees below. Usually, two farmers took off together so they could help one another. A few years later, the railroad came closer, first to Cleves, 20 miles away, then to Paradise Hill, 5 miles away. Elevators were built so they didn't have far to haul their wheat anymore. I can remember one year when Dad's crop was hailed out completely and no insurance. Another year, Dad had a real good crop. The wheat was worth $1 a bushel, and he threshed approximately 7,000 bushels. It took longer to get harvesting done that fall with snow and bad wet weather. However, by the time it was ready to sell, the wheat went down to 20 cents a bushel, and it cost 18 cents a bushel to get it threshed. So what a letdown. The poor farmers always worked hard and never knew what they would get for their work till the money was in their pockets. We lived 4 miles from school and 9 miles from church. Dad had an old horse and a 2-wheel cart for us to drive to school. In winter, we had a cutter, a team of horses, lots of blankets, hot stones at our feet, and hot jars of cocoa, and away we'd go. I'm sure Mother and Dad must have had some worries when it got to 35 degrees below and stormy, but we didn't mind and didn't want to miss school. We didn't go to church very often through the winter, but we always attended in summer. When we went to communion, we had to leave early to be in time for confession before Mass. No breakfast, but we took a lunch along. It makes you wonder why people complain now. A big project for the winter months was getting their firewood for the year. They cut down trees off their own property and hauled them into the yard until they had a big enough pile. In early spring, one farmer, who had a buzzsaw, an engine, would travel around to cut the piles of wood for each farmer, and all the neighbors would help one another. It was just great when Dad got his car in 1929, an Overland. Mind you, we had some rough rides at first. Dad used to say, "Whoa," like he did to the horses when we came to turn at our gate, but the car went on. so he decided to turn around. So off the road and over a pile of rocks, which were piled along the side of the road, turned and came back over another pile of rocks. Us kids were all bouncing around on the back seat, but we made it home all in one piece. After Dad got the car, I can remember driving to Jackfish Lake, 60 miles away, to visit Dad's brother Alphonse. It was a great day for us all. Later, cousins took the train and came to Paradise Hill to spend a few weeks, and we thought that was great. In 1932, some of the family were in their teens and needed more room, so Dad made an addition to the house, which was made into a kitchen and a bedroom. We had a community dance in it before we moved in. No phones in those days, but it didn't take long for the word to get around from one neighbor to the next, and we had a house full. Mother and Dad always had their game of checkers before they went to bed. Us kids slept upstairs. Some nights we'd hear a noise, checkers knocked off the board and rolling all over the kitchen floor, and we'd say, "Guess Mother lost her game tonight." She would send the checkers flying when she lost. It must have been 1939 when Dad came to BC to look for land, but found it too expensive. In 1942, I came to BC and was married in North Vancouver. The Christmas of 1943, Dad came out to visit us, inquiring about prices again. In 1944, he came back and bought a place on Vancouver Island, a big house near Parksville. There were a few fruit trees on this place, a little creek with a pump on it that supplied water for the house. Mother came out for a while, enjoyed this place, but decided no way to make a living, so they sold again. Dad went to Port Alberni to work in the mill and rented there. Mother stayed for a while, but went back to the farm with the boys for that summer. The boys, not too interested in farming, decided to have an auction sale in the fall, and all came to BC. By then, Dad had come to the mainland and to my Uncle Alphonse in Port Moody. He enjoyed visiting with his brother. Later, he bought a house on a lot in Port Moody. I can so well remember when my mother and two brothers arrived by car. They were so happy to be off the farm and start a new life in BC. Before this, my youngest sister had married and lived on a farm in Zaner, a little place near Regina. She has been a widow for the past 6 years, but still lives in the farmhouse, but the farm is rented out. My other two sisters, the twins, were working in New Westminster by then as they came to BC on their own in 1943. Mother and Dad settled in Port Moody and were very happy. So much nice, fresh fruit right on their lot. Mother cooked applesauce, and they loved it so much. I think they ate it till it almost came out of their ears. Dad, George, and Clem, still at home, all got jobs at the Flavel Cedar Mill. Dad walked most of the time, being on a different shift from the boys at times. As I recall, he never drove a car in BC. This is now some 40 years later, and my brother George is still working there as a watchman. He has never worked anywhere else. I'm not sure of the year, but around 5 years later, Dad bought a big house in Myardville, but George and he still worked in the mill, so they batched through the week and spent weekends at home. It was about this time they sold the farm in Saskatchewan. At this point, my sister Yvonne was married, and, soon after, her twin sister Rochelle married. My two brothers were married in 1952. One brother lived in the Port Moody house, and Clem had a suite upstairs in Mother and Dad's house. I must tell you an incident that Dad often laughed about. One night, Clem and Dad went out to friends for a card game. Little gambling, eh? They played on through the night and didn't come home till daybreak. Not to wake Mother up, they put the ladder to an upstairs window and were sneaking in that way into my brother's suite. So when they were halfway up the ladder, Mother opened the back door and says to Dad, "Why not come in this way? It's much easier." Dad started to laugh so hard, the ladder just shook. Clem was afraid he was going to fall. Mother also loved her cards. There were four couples who used to get together and play penny ante. One Saturday, they were playing in one's basement. They'd stopped for a coffee break and lunch, and back to playing cards. Next time they went upstairs, it was bright daylight. They had played all night. They all had breakfast, then went home on the bus. They had just gotten home when my brother drove up at 10 a.m. He came in and said, You must be just home from early mass this morning. My dad had such a hearty laugh, and both laughed when they told my brother they had not gone to bed yet. They did not miss mass very often, but I'm sure they did that morning. Dad always enjoyed good health till he had his first heart attack in 1953. He recovered from it fairly well, but had to take it easy. They sold the big house in Myardville and bought a smaller one in New Westminster. They didn't live there very long till he had a good offer, so sold it. He always did pretty well with his buying and selling. They bought another cozy little place in New Westminster. They were both so happy there and enjoyed every minute of it, close to shopping and the bus. In 1959, he was again hospitalized with a heart problem. We all had a good Christmas together. In January, we could see he was not well. He had his fatal heart attack at home, January 22, 1960, at the age of 75. My mother is still enjoying life at the age of 94. Dad is remembered as a good husband, a good and kindly father, a faithful employee, and a good friend to all who knew him.